fucking hazy.
Welcome back to the High and Hazy podcast. You're here with me, the Buck, and we got
B-Red.
He's here.
We're both here.
That we are.
Because if we weren't, then we wouldn't do the podcast.
It's fucking dark outside.
It is. And I never checked the video, how it looks on.
Oh, yeah?
I just realized that.
I mean, us looking at it from here, it doesn't look too bad.
No, the when we bring up the video.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
You know what I mean?
So, I gotcha.
Oh, well, we'll adjust it as we go.
So, does this timing and anything, like, affect you at all?
It does, but I think I like... do you watch... This is going to sound weird, but do you watch, like, TV during the day?
Sometimes.
But, like, if we go to watch... Like, we've been watching Welcome to Derry.
Okay.
It has to be, like, nighttime. Like, I don't want
to give yourself, like, the extra creep factor, too? Or just, like, do you feel like it takes away from the show because you're watching it during the day?
I think it takes away because we're watching it during the day.
Okay.
Because it's not even, like, the creep factor for me. It's just, like, I guess during the day I could be doing other stuff. But, like, at night it's, like, we're winding down. Let's watch TV, then go to bed, I guess.
I get you.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm a big TV in the background at all times kind of guy.
See, I bring out my speaker.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do music every now and again. But, like, that was more for when I would build Legos and shit.
Yeah, that's always...
Because, like, that one, you kind of have to focus on what you're doing more than anything else. So, like, if the show has a cool part and then, like, oh, no, I put it in the wrong place.
Yeah. That's, like, if I do dishes or cleaning up or whatever, it's, like, if I just put an album I heard a million times, it's, like, it's just in the background.
Right.
Because the quiet is, for some reason, loud to me.
Now, are you, like, a headphones in the house kind of guy, or you just kind of blast it?
I blast it, so everybody has to hear what I'm hearing.
Oh, I get you.
Or playing.
But I can get like that, but I'm more like, I'll hook up my phone to the sound bar if nobody's home and just kind of jam out with myself. Because, like, I have the Google Homes and stuff everywhere.
Oh, okay.
They were connected at one point, and I don't think they are anymore, so, like, I just kind of gave up on that. But every now and again, you know what I mean? Instead of watching something in the shower, just throwing some music on.
Yeah.
But it's been a while.
Yeah, so does the night being faster affect you, I guess?
Oh, big time. Like, we talked about my whole time deal and how I can't, like, I feel like time's being taken away from me.
It does, yeah, it does seem, it's like, is it 8 o'clock now?
Right, because, like, oh, it's 5 o'clock, I'm just leaving work, and then it's like, oh, my whole fucking night's over now.
Yeah.
Because I had to drop the turkey off to my dad the other day, and, like, oh, man, I'm late. And he's like, late for what? I'm like, I just feel late, I gotta go.
I think that was a way to get out of your dad's house.
Oh, I mean, I'm just, I had to go to the gym anyway. But it's just kind of like, I go out there, the panic sets in because it's like, all right, I have to work tomorrow. I'm still not used to the whole, like, not going to bed at 8 o'clock thing.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, no, I have several hours of my day left to go through. But now it's like, oh, fuck, I got 2 minutes. I got to do everything now.
Yeah. There was time, like, in the summer, like, I'd go to bed around 9 o'clock and it's still light. That kind of sucks, too.
Oh, yeah. I have the hardest time sleeping. And then, like, you wake up and it's pitch black and you're just like, fuck, man. Because the last thing I remember is it was still light outside. Like, oh, the whole day's gone.
Yeah. And you used to go to bed at 8, right?
Yeah.
So it was, like, in the summer, it's still bright out.
Right. But that's I do the blackout curtains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like I said, TV being on in the background, so the noise doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're waking up at, like, fucking 3:30 in the morning, you're tired by that time anyway.
Yeah. That's true.
Because we were still doing the gym at that point, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too. Is it weird now, like, when you're at the gym, it's dark outside?
Yes, I don't like it.
Yeah, that is weird.
And now that it's cold, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, no, I can't go to the gym. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
Which is such a dumb excuse. But I had to actually lift before running yesterday, and it fucked my whole day up.
Oh, there was nobody on the...
There was everybody.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, on the ellipticals yesterday, just going ham.
Do you not... Just walk on the treadmill or
nothing? Fuck no, dude.
You don't like the treadmill?
I don't. I feel like I don't accomplish anything.
Oh. Well, I just always used it as a warm-up, like, just to get everything moving. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, now my body knows, like, we're about to work out or whatever.
See, I'm elliptical for life.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like the elliptical, too, but if I...
Yeah, see, now, if it was that or, like, wait for the machine or lift or, like, go to the treadmill, I'm going to go lift first. Because, like, I feel like I don't get anything out of the treadmill. Like, I feel like I have to try too hard to get half as far as I would have gotten from the elliptical.
Yeah. You get like a full body thing with the elliptical.
Right. Well, not only that, it's like, all right, even if I put it on speed 5 and an incline of something not too crazy, but like, and I'm really going to town, like my calves burn more than anything else.
Yeah.
And like with the elliptical, I feel it through my whole body.
Right. You can get on them steps, though.
Oh, fuck no, man.
I've never tried them. And they're way too high.
There's a lady now that does them with, like, a tactical vest on with the extra weights and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Like, how round do you need your ass to be? Because that's all it's for, right, right? Is your ass?
Yeah.
Because that and, like, humping the Smith machine is about all I understand.
That is, they are the women. Like, I've never seen a dude hump the Smith machine thing.
Right. But it's just a weird thing. And, like, they'll take their hoodie and ball it up and then just hump it into the air. They even put in that new machine for it, like, with the belt that comes across.
Wait, what's that?
It's in the leg room, but that's all it is. Like, the way that they hump the Smith machines, like, you just lock yourself in and you lift it up that way.
The leg room or the ab?
Like, well, the ab room isn't the ab room anymore.
Oh, it's not?
Well, they put it all out in the open, remember?
So what's back there? I haven't been there in a
while. It is legs, essentially. Like, it's legs and that jungle gym.
Oh, that's right, because they got those...
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
And that one was the one where you lift your one leg up backwards, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's another one, all but.
Right.
But I think that one has a little bit more to it, because don't they do something like that for football? I know they do, like, the Mad Dogs, like, when you're on all fours and they have you lift your leg up on either side.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's the one machine that we do where you put your legs in and open them up. Yeah. So, but, yeah, I'm pretty sure there is one where you're supposed to, like, be on all fours and then you kick your leg out and then you bring it back in. But I'm just not flexible like that.
Yeah.
I'm never going to have abs. But, speaking of never having abs, how do you feel about ice cream?
In general?
Yeah. I mean,
love ice cream.
Do you think you could ever own your own ice cream truck?
No.
No? What? Why not? Like, is it just because you don't care to have one? Like, if it was a successful business model, would you do it? Like, same amount of money you're making now.
I mean, I guess. It's just, you still have that dealing with customers, and most of your customers are going to be kids who have, like, a dollar, and they want this thing that costs 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to explain money to you. Where's your mom and dad?
Well, you ready to watch one of the worst versions of that?
Oh, is this what the
video is? Oh, you like how I brought that in? That was all professional and shit. Let's tear it apart.
A random one. I was like, how much do you like ice cream? I was like, I like ice cream.
Yeah, right. Thank you for making me feel awkward.
Yeah.
Way to just jump topics like that. But, yeah.
Do you want to get into...
I mean, I'll just kind of let you watch it, because you've never seen it before, but this is the same guy that did the Harry Potter video.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did we do it all wrong?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-oh. Welcome to technical difficulties.
Oh, we didn't do that. That's not too bad.
Fart.
Hey, no, we're doing it right now.
We're doing it live.
Boom.
Getting in there.
Is that good?
Yeah. Should be good.
Let's hit the rewind.
Hi, how can I help you young boys?
I want ice cream.
All right, what flavor do you want?
I want that one.
What?
Blue, please.
Blue what?
I want blue.
What?
I want purple.
Purple what?
Don't raise your voice in public.
Yeah, I'm gonna tickle you.
What the hell? Get off of me!
I know you're ticklish on your feet.
I want raspberry.
What the fuck is wrong with you idiots?
Okay, bye.
That is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It seemed like I watched the video.
Yeah, right? But, that's an oldie but a goodie. I love that one. There's a whole other one. Maybe we'll get into it one day, but it's, like, closer to 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could do parts.
Yeah, maybe.
That's funny that I said almost exactly that.
Exactly. Like, could you just imagine, like, blue, please?
It's like, blue what?
Yeah.
Point to the picture that you want.
All right. SpongeBob.
I want raspberries. Why does it sound like one of the Beatles?
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I could never, like, to have to be around kids like that, like, even barbers and stuff, and, like, they'll do kids' haircuts. Like, fuck no, man. Yeah. Like, and have you seen any of those videos that surface? Like, where it's the kid talking to, it'll usually be, like, some kind of Filipino hairdresser, and they just disrespect the shit out of her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it'll be like, hey, I want this hair. And she'll be like, I can't really give you this hair. I can give you as close as I can to this hair. Fucking do it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she'll be halfway through and like, what fucking color is this? This isn't like, I got to bleach your hair first to put the, like, it's just the most disgusting shit ever.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't really have to work with the public.
Right, yeah, that would be awful.
You imagine being a Chipotle guy in the middle of them doing the, like, hey, I'm pulling my phone out to record you so you make me a better burrito.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'd have to quit.
You would, or, like, I'd do something that would get me fired anyway, and the video is going to surface.
Exactly.
I mean? Like, why are you recording, man? I'm just making your right sandwich.
And, like, even worse than that is the people that keep popping up where they're just like, I have a right to record here. Go ahead, call the cops. What's your badge number?
Yeah.
Who... call your boss. Are you the lieutenant? Like, why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, what's the whole point of all this?
Bring your supervisor.
Right. I'm man, Karen. I can't stand that fucking attitude anymore. And it just seems to be everywhere. I thought we were finally getting away from it. And it's just, I ordered my food the way I wanted it. Like,
do you still see that, like, in public? Or is it just,
I've,
like,
seen
internet
it
videos?
No, it's everywhere. Okay. Like, even kids having a fucking meltdown, and then the parents just, like, looking over, like, what?
Oh, that's probably, like, here.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's different. Like, this is your house. Yeah. Like, you're not going out to the Deptford Mall and then, like, telling your kid to get on the fucking slide, and old Scooter pushes him down, and he's just like, I need to murder this kid, and, you know what I mean? And, like, how dare you let your kid slide down the same slide as my kid?
Or when they just, I hate when they don't do anything. Like, they see your kid's the one climbing up, and all these kids are lined up to go down, and you're like, come on, you got to get down, Timmy. So right. Go get them.
Right. Well, I saw that at the mall, Christiana. And, like, they even have stroller parking and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the craziest shit to me. But, you know, like, the kids just running in and out of the place and, like, into Target, out of Target, into Target, out
it's
of Target.
You're talking about the little play area right in front of Target.
And it's just like, where's the mom? Oh, she's playing fucking Words with Friends or something, you know? What's another game? They're playing Farmville.
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah, it's a rough one.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm too broke for anything anymore. Like, how do you feel about the old Christmas season coming up? Like, do you feel like you're prepared for it, or are you just like, I will never financially recover from this?
That's how I always feel. I've never felt like, oh, we're going to be fine. You know what I mean? Like, especially now, because everything's so fucking expensive. And I'm at the parenting age where the kids are older. They don't
right. I want a car for Christmas.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like,
can you buy me hookers and blow?
Not that yet, but.
Oh, okay. We got to wait till you're 25, Timmy.
Yeah. I think, like, Bradley wants a gaming computer now. Like, that's
that's a tough one. I mean, that's the thing. We were going over it because it's just pretty much me and her. So it's just like, pick one thing and we'll do it. And I was like, all right, you know what? Just as an idea, I want the newer version of my headphones. I'm like, I don't know about it, though. It's like over $200. They're just headphones. I don't know. And she's just like, Switch 2. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, did Billy do that?
What's that?
Did Billy do that, or was that?
I mean, it was something she wanted already. Like, I mean, we've had the conversation, but something. It's just one of those things. Like, I'm having a hard time talking about $200, and you're just like, $500.
Yeah. I mean, it's something you guys will probably eventually get, right? Because the Pokemon
the whole thing is, like, she just wants her own, and that's fine. Like, I told her she could have mine. That's not cool.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because.
Well, oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she just wants to play it on the big TV. It's just kind of like, you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's never going to be a way to explain it that it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Well, is there, like, any of the new games that aren't coming out on the old one that she wants?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I guess if you were, yeah, but like you said.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and argue, you know what I mean? It's an expensive gift, but it's an easy gift.
Yeah.
Call it even.
I mean, you'd probably use it too.
Probably not. Like, the only thing I want to play is Pokemon.
Right, and that'll... But, I mean, like, there's going to be... Eventually, the Switch will die, and it'll only come out on...
Yeah, but as long as it's coming out for the old one, like, I'm just getting the regular old Switch.
Did that new Donkey Kong game come out on that?
I have no idea. Okay. I honestly have zero desire to play it.
Does it sound like my... is coming in mono?
I have no idea.
Look on the green... You see the green thing?
Yeah.
Like... when you talk, both of those greens are even.
Right, but I have that bass in my voice.
If I put bass in my voice, it just the bottom one dies.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Plug it in better.
Yeah. I don't know.
Welcome to Technical Difficulties Part 2.
I mean, as long as it sounds.
I mean, I can hear you just fine.
All right. I just get in my head about stuff. I don't want stuff to be messed up. No.
It's all fucking ruined because you didn't catch it.
Every Thursday, yeah. I like when I'm doing the episode, I'm like, did I do this right? Did I put this on? And then like...
Did you relux music?
Remux.
Oh. Old bread burst.
Let me ask you something. Are you a wedding guy? I would already think no.
Yeah, so here's weddings for me in a nutshell. Free drinks. That's about it. Because everything that you go to a wedding for... I don't do. Yeah, realistically. Because, like, I've been with the same girl for how long? So, like, I'm not going to fuck, which is, like, number one on the wedding chart. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go dance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just not my deal. I have no rhythm. I'm white. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, if we're all going to get up and do the electric slide and we're not being crazy about it, like, all right, maybe.
Yeah, you know that there's those people out there who know it, like they...
Mm-hmm. Or like the fucking wobble or whatever, right. And like I see them like kicking people off the line, like, you ain't doing this right. Like,
yeah.
I go ahead, please. Yeah. You know, like, I'm sorry I had 4 beers and I was feeling myself.
Right, call me when they do the chicken dance.
Yeah. What, the hamster dance?
But as they're like anything that make, okay, I'm not going to that. Like, if it's not...
Probably the invitation.
right off the bat. Like, well, somebody's getting married.
Well, it's just like, I go depending on who it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or, like, if they're doing something crazy. Like, my cousin invited me to her wedding, and she was having it in Florida. And it's just kind of like, that's a lot.
Okay. That's where I was getting.
Right. Because, like, here's my thing. Like, you're having it in Florida. I spend the money to go here. Now I still have to get you a present. Now I got to get lodging. You know what I mean? How long am I really staying for a wedding?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You probably at least have to stay a night just so...
Right. But do I really want to take that flight to get there, rush in, you know what I mean? And, like, I'm not even going to be in the wedding.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it is just what it is. But if it's like, okay... We're having it at, I'll go stupid with it, like Great Wolf Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, I'm in. There's a water park.
Yeah, okay.
So you know what I mean? Discounted room for a place I'd want to go anyway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if I can work it into the plans, like, that's fine. Or even if it's like, hey, we're having this at the park and then going to the VFW. I've done plenty of those.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of like, all right, I'll get you your gift, you know what I mean? I'll buy you a drink or something. Like, let's just have fun. Where... We're making it not a fucking financial burden to have a little party.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally for. But, like, the ones that are like, oh, hey, you know, I need you to RSVP by, you know, 3 years ahead of time. And, you know, make sure you bring a DJ chef of your own to prepare this, you know, eel that we're going to provide everyone, you know.
Yeah. What about make sure you got your passport because we're getting married outside of the country.
Number one, I let that fucking shit lapse, so I'm not rushing that either. But I think my uncle had a wedding in Hawaii, and I just wasn't invited, which totally get, you know what I mean? But it would just be one of those things, like, yeah, that's cool, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to think, like, would you do, because I've seen people apparently got married at Taco Bell. Are you, like, pro or against that?
Against.
Are you? Yeah, I get it.
I'd be cool with catered by Taco Bell. I really wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to half the time you get some chicken or whatever from...
Yeah, whatever catering company it is. Right. Like, oh, great. the way I don't make it at home because I don't eat it this way.
Yeah, it's like you could pick one or the other.
Yeah, because what is it, airline chicken or what is like still has the bones inside. Yeah. Just what I didn't want.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like, or you got the vichyssoise. Like, what the fuck is this?
Right. And it comes with dry mashed potatoes.
Right. Oh, what's that? You want butter? Sorry, all we have is really thin, no-flavored gravy. I've been to plenty of those.
You got the thin gravy. Mm.
That's why they call them young gravy.
But like a local place where they're getting married and reception, open bar, like I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Right, and I'm cool with that too. Like even if it was a, hey, you know, we're going to get married here, come back to my house, and we're throwing a party in the backyard barbecue style.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, totally cool with that.
Yeah.
But to be like, hey, we're going to the Ritz. Like, all right, have fun at the Ritz.
Yeah.
Well, my one buddy, he got married at a, like a resort. Like nothing crazy, but it was like in Lancaster. And instead of staying at one of those rooms, we stayed somewhere close by and just kind of like joined up with whatever festivities were going on the next day. You know what I mean? So even something like that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it was enough to like get out of the house for the weekend. Yeah, you know, cheap enough because it's Lancaster. Like if we really had to come home, we could have came home.
Yeah.
But like just to have, oh, hey, you know, we're not doing what we normally do.
What's the drive there? Like how long is that?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, see, that's not too bad. Because like, if you really wanted to save the money, 2 hour drive isn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, same as Hershey. You know what I mean? Essentially. But, like, we stay at a place called Bird in Hand. Mm-hmm. And, like, they have a little in there, indoor-outdoor pools. Like, it's just a nice little quaint, quiet place. Like Amish country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bakery 2 minutes up the road. You know what I mean? Get some fresh pie in the morning. You know what I mean? Then head some back into pie. Town.
They yeah. Good ingredients in there, too.
It's shoe fly pie. You ever have it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's just, like, essentially sugar pie.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you ever have pecan pie?
Yeah.
And like you know how it's got like that molassesy stuff. Like imagine that without the nuts.
Really?
And it's like brown sugar on top.
That's what kills me. Like I hate when brownies have like the nuts in them or mm-hmm. anything with walnuts. I don't know why.
But they do regular shoe fly pie, which is like that caramely molasses, and then they do a chocolate one, which is really good too. But I would say check it out. Diabetes in a slice.
Yeah, I've been seeing weird stuff on the reels. Like somebody made apple pie with apple juice.
Yeah, see, they do that weird shit all the time. Like the Lay's chips into mashed potatoes. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they boil a bag of Lay's, and like they just keep doing it with like the stone and mortar, and it just turns into
mashed potatoes.
Right, but you imagine how fucking salty those mashed potatoes probably are. But my bad. So apple juice in apple pie, like as in gelatin, like did they add gelatin to it?
And then they put like the flour, but it's one that you don't mix. You know, like you ever have those where you cut the butter up and put it in different spots and then put a little bit of flour everywhere and you never touch it and then you put it in the oven?
I can't say that I have.
No, but I don't know what it's called. I don't know why they do it like that, but I mean, it looked good.
Yeah.
But like, it's just weird. Like, oh, I made this with apple juice, everybody.
Right.
And it was like the cheap, great value apple juice.
Welcome to heartburn.
Yeah. But there was one that was like a coffee apple pie kind of.
Yep.
That looked pretty good.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I don't do the coffee. Guy. Now, have you seen that, I guess it's Frito-Lay is about to stop using like crazy dyes and shit for their chips?
Yeah. So, what is it? Pepsi Doritos? Are they the Pepsi-owned Doritos? Something like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but I seen them too, and they put the pictures out of what they're going to look like.
Yeah, have you seen the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Just looks like, here, eat these little foreskins.
Yeah. Are you, like, I never noted, like, when I was growing up, I mm-hmm. didn't know that the fruit punch was red because they put dye in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
That's what Ghost is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's just clear.
Well, like, the kids, you know what I mean? Like, the severely, like, don't talk to Johnny. He had some red dye 40.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess you don't see that as much anymore. But no. It used to be a thing. It's like, you literally cannot give this kid this fruit punch because it's got red dye 40 in it, and he's going to murder us all.
Yeah. But, like, now, like, I didn't know they were putting all this, like, harmful shit in stuff that we could just have clear. Like, yeah. You remember Pepsi Clear back in the day?
Right. I mean, none of that bothers me. Like, right. As long as the taste is the same.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's in a can anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And once it's in a can, like, oh, I gotta see it. Like, sometimes it's cool to pour the shit out. Like, pouring a Monster out, it's that weird shade of, like, yellowish piss that almost looks like the green behind it. So it's like, okay. I don't know why, but in my brain, it feels better this way versus it being clear.
Right.
But,
but it's just because you've seen the red fruit punch that's so red.
And right. But I don't know. That's the whole idea behind Blue Raspberry, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was just picking on Red Dye, but
I gotcha.
It's all of them. But I seen like Aldi uses like beets to colors.
Where do you land on beets?
I don't eat beets at all.
Well, I don't eat them, but like using them to flavor stuff, I'm not completely against. But there is when too much is too much.
But I don't. Well, I don't think they use it to flavor. I thought they used it for the color.
Oh, it's not a natural like sugar deal either.
I don't think
because they're like super fucking sweet, man.
Are they?
Yeah.
Beets are?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Because like
maybe that's why I just didn't eat them. So yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm thinking of old V8 Energy.
Because, okay.
Like, I was drinking them, and they had beets in it. And, like, it's got that earthy, but it's still, like, super sweet. Hmm. I don't like carrots.
You put carrots in a roast, it's delicious.
I mean, I'm for the flavors that it brings, but, like, I'm not going to eat that chunk of carrot.
Oh, but the carrot chunk, it's all the fat
nope.
and the meat.
Nope.
It's so good.
Oh, God. Well, that's, like, I was eating cheesesteaks over hash browns last night. And the cheesesteak was just a little too fatty, and I bit into it, and I did one of these pulls, and the whole thing was a string of fat, and I just had to spit the whole fucking mouthful out.
Oh, yeah, that's... I get that.
So, like, imagine that, but there's a carrot in my mouth. Yeah.
So it's the same... Oh, there's a carrot.
Yep.
Not even in a roast? Are you a roast guy? Do you like
roast? I do like a good, you know, like a roast pork loin or a roast beef. It's been forever since I had roast beef.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the roast. It's just too messy.
You think so? I don't know. Like, it has a nostalgic feel for me. So, like, growing up, my dad had me on the weekends. So we'd go to his dad, my pup's house, on Friday nights. And, like, he would usually do it big because the whole family's coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes it would be steak and potatoes. But a lot of the times it was just, you know, a roast beef. And then mashed potatoes and that kind of stuff. You know, big old thing of A1 sauce on the table.
So did you make sandwiches or did you have...
No, you just ate it. Like,
see,
you put it on
different.
The plate.
Put some mashed potatoes, like,
yeah.
Gravy. Yeah, that I could do that.
Like, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, because I don't dislike it. It's just, like, if you have... We always, like...
Oh, if you're talking roast beef as in lunch meat, I'm out completely. Like, I'm not doing Arby's.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking, like, a beef roast, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You said it backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. That's how I thought... Roast beef was always just that you pour the gravy in the crock pot, you put your slices in there, you let it warm up, and then you make a sandwich out of it.
Nah, see, I'm not because, like, I even get jealous when I'm at the, like, the deli counter, and they have the roast loin.
Yeah.
Like, and they call it the eye round or whatever, but, like, that's the filet mignon right there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, I'm seeing these people get little filet mignon sandwiches, and I'm just like, give me a fucking thick cut of that.
Yeah.
Because by the time I warm it up, it's going to be that well done I want it to be. I want some A1 sauce on this thing, and that's dinner.
Yeah, so coming from a culinary background, like, do you know the things they sell at Costco, BJ's, like the big pork loin where you can...
Yeah.
Could you take that meat and chop it up into
your... Yeah, that used to be my job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I worked at a butcher shop for, like, I don't know, 9 months, 10 months.
Yeah. So did you learn that before, though?
Yeah, I mean, all it is portion scaling.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean,
because they're doing, like, they show online now. Like, I follow this guy because I forget. It's like 100 and some, and you can get so many different cuts.
Yeah, it depends on how you want to do it. But,
right.
Like, usually you find the fat cap, and somebody like me, like, there's usually a little inseam in there. You follow it down with the knife, and you take as much of it as you can off, because even though it's flavor, I don't fucking want it.
Right. And it depends, like, what you want it for. Like, you can make the beef tallow, I guess, with the fat?
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, when I worked at the butcher shop, this guy would come in and buy it just straight off the cow for his parrot. Apparently, parrots really like to rub their beak on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, like, once it's frozen, or not really frozen, but, like, once it's cold, that shit is just a solid chunk.
Yeah. Just for his fucking parrot?
Yeah. And it'd be like 10 cents a pound or something. You know what I mean? Something stupid, because all we're going to do is toss it.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't use... Well, I guess you guys don't really cook at the Butcher's.
Right. I mean, there is cooking done and stuff. Like, they would make bacon fresh there. It's always weird seeing, like, the pig nipples on the bacon.
I guess that would be weird.
Yeah. You're just like, what's this? Nipple.
It's a nipple from a pig.
Nipple, nipple, nipple.
I don't want that slice.
Yeah. mine's extra chewy. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't miss that job at all.
No?
No.
Nope. Have you ever... Do you cook a lot?
No, I don't.
Why'd you go to culinary school? I think we always talk about it.
Right. Well, that was the whole idea. So it was the pragmatic thing. Like, you got to get into an industry where you're never going to not have a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was two things. There was trucking and there was food. So I wanted to eat, so I chose food.
Yeah.
Then I ended up in trucking.
Yeah, kind of. At least you don't have to drive the truck, though.
Yeah, too true. Couldn't do it, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you imagine, like, hey, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Everybody's fucking trashed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
I hate traffic. We've been over this. I'd murder people in traffic. I couldn't... They should never give me a driving job for anything.
Yeah. Especially now you got this whole tractor trailer. Right. It's not just your car now. You're taking all this. And
I'd get fired so quick because I'd be cursing my balls off in the cab, and they have those cameras in there that watch you now. Like, and then you called him a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it today. Come in here. Because, all right, so I come down Game Creek Road, make the left, and I'm at the light. Mm-hmm. All right. One car in front of me, one car in front of him. The guy in front of him is making the left turn. The guy in front of me was being a fucking dweeb and letting them, like, do the turn at the same time. But the people on the other side kept coming. So it's not like he went around and fucking, like, let the rest of traffic go through, because he's in the one area I can go to get around these fucking idiots.
So where was the guy in front of you going?
He was parked, like, behind the car, and then I went to go around him, and he kind of came out to block me.
Oh.
So, like, the guy in front of him turning, he should have just went around him.
Right.
But the guy on the other side was supposed to be turning at the same time, but the people behind him just kept fucking going. So he essentially trapped me there. The guy finally turned in front of us. He slams on his brakes first. The light turns yellow. He waits. Then he guns it and leaves me there at the fucking red light.
So it seemed like he did that on purpose.
Yeah, I was ready to fucking fight him. And, like, the fact that I've been so ready to fight everybody driving my car anymore, like, I need to not.
Yeah.
Because one day it's just going to happen. Somebody's going to shoot me. You know what I mean? Because I get way too worked up for what it's worth.
But, like, the guy in front of you had the right of way. He should have just went around and went.
Exactly. Going straight. He was trying to do his nice deed of the day by fucking me over.
They get the nice deed, not you.
Today. Right. 55 burgers, 55 fries.
I'm doing something.
But, yeah, I'm over driving. Yeah. Like, anywhere. Because everybody's out. Like, I thought... Once everything got more expensive, people wouldn't go out as more. And now it's like, oh, hey, I don't have any money, but let's go out and do nothing.
Yeah. But, like, even, like, are you talking, like, I'm thinking restaurants. Like,
Not even, like, going to the mall, going to the park. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, even the park? There's the Pokemon things going on, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we talked about it at work, right? Right. So last week was, like, the safari deal. I ended up going out both Saturday and Sunday. But, like, I don't have a commitment to the game. Like, I've played enough of the game that, like, if my girl wants to go out and do something, I'll go play. But it's, like, I can do enough to help and not hurt anybody. But it's, like, you don't really need me there one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, going out on Saturday, they were out there from, like, 10 in the morning to 5 at night just doing shit.
Damn.
And then they came out Sunday, same deal. And, like, I get it for the guy who has to, like, run the club and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's cool. I think he gets some kind of, like, kickbacks for doing it. But, like, it's a nice crew. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not friends with anybody, but, like, they're all friendly when I show up. You know what I mean? Because I'll chat a little bit here, a little bit there, but nothing in-depth. But not that I'm opposed to it. It's just one of those things. It's just kind of like we're all here to do the same thing.
Yeah, let's just do the thing.
Right.
Not be...
Yeah, we don't have to hold hands and sing tra la la.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes they do just kind of like fucking take off, and it's like a core group of them. And like, whatever, do your thing. You know, yeah, it's fucking Pokemon at the end of the day. I'm not that worried about it. But yeah, just like even going to the park, it's like, all right, everybody's at the fucking park. And it's like, oh, let me blast my music as loud as I can as I'm going through the park. Or like this one dude really pissed me off because he's driving like a fucking hoverboard or something equivalent of it, but for like off-road shit.
Yeah.
And he's got his dog with him, but he's not holding the dog leash.
I hate that too. I got mad the other day about somebody just letting their dog roam.
Right. And it's not like I'm mad at your dog. I'm mad at you because there's leash laws for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how good of a boy your dog is. Like, fucking hold that thing.
Yeah. I don't care how good of a boy. I forget. Where were we at? I want to say we were...
I mean, they love doing that shit at the shipyard.
Yeah, but that's and to let them go, too.
It'd be like, oh, don't worry. It's a rat. Like, it's not gonna, if it bites you, it won't hurt that bad. Like, like, no, fucking hold your dog.
Yeah, I think, well, like, you can't even get mad at the dog. It's just, like, the fucking owner.
Right. Well, here's my thing. You're going to get mad at me when I kick your dog.
Right.
And if your dog comes near me and I tell it to go away and it starts baring its teeth, I'm kicking your fucking dog. You know what I mean? And that's on you.
Right.
Because, like, worst case scenario, the dog bites me, now the dog's dead anyway. So I might as well kick it because you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Not that I want to kick your dog, but, like, I'm not fucking let... Like, are you going to let a bear rape you?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going down without a fight.
Yeah. There used to be, you know that corner, like, on Game Creek, making that left towards
yeah,
the park, right before you hit that little bridge?
Mm-hmm.
There was a dog every morning would be out there. And I'm like, I'm going to hit this fucking thing one
right
day. And then I was talking to some people about it. Like, that'd be messed up. I was like, if I hit it, I'm just going. Like, they don't care enough to make sure the dog don't run in the road.
Right.
Why should I?
Exactly. Well, that's where, like, I have a neighbor, and I don't know who it is, and I really hope it's not who I think it is, because, like, I know them inadvertently. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I hear this dog barking, and they're chasing after it a lot in the mornings now. And it's just kind of like, hey, I'm glad you can wake up this early and walk the fucking dog, but how about we don't bark, scream, and yell every fucking morning?
Yeah.
I hate the school buses, too. School buses have been fucking me up lately.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
if you get behind.
Yeah.
You're prime time.
Well,
coming in.
Leaving the house now, right? I guess it's a young kid's bus or something. It's the short bus, but like seeing the kid come out, I don't think there's anything wrong with the kid. I think it's just a small population of children.
Mm-hmm.
But they're already parked on the side of the road with the short bus, but they have the fucking stoplights on, and they're stopping traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they pick the kid up, the kid gets in the bus, they make sure the kid's buckled in, and then they take off. They just turn the fucking stoplights off, and they stay parked there.
Oh, before he even, like, comes out? Because it's like...
No, like, the kid's in the bus, door shut, driver's just sitting at the side of the road now, instead of going.
Yeah, where's that at?
Right outside of my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because there was one I was thinking of, because Bradley used to go to Pennsville, and I used to have to come back, and sometimes I would get behind that. There was a little bus that I'd get behind.
And it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, at least for the one, if I do get caught behind it, it ends up turning out of a, like, a little collision place. Like, the collision place just did a whole big new remodel.
Okay. I know.
But they get... Yeah, they get their kids, like, picked up at there, and, like, it's their own special to do, but it's like, thank God you're out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many people on the road in the morning.
Nah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, for you. I don't want to be up that early anymore. Granted, I'm up that early every fucking morning.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't sleep. The stress is eating me alive, man.
It's like, you can't be stressed sleeping. Wake up.
I was so fucking happy when I heard those aliens were coming to blow us up, and they never blew us up.
I don't think they're coming.
I wish they would. They like, just
hype for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, if we're all going to die at the same time, I don't think it's as tragic as, like, okay, like, it's my time.
Yeah. It landed in New Jersey, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, what am I fighting for, man? Retirement that's not going to exist by the time it's time to retire. I see so many old people working anymore, and it's just kind of like, why?
There's that lady at our work who can barely walk, and I see her coming in, and I'm like, that sucks.
Right.
Like, I don't want to imagine, like, me barely being able to walk, having to walk into work. Like, she gets there, like 20 minutes early just to walk into the door.
Right. Well, like, that's the thing. It's one thing if, all right, you live in Florida, and you get a part-time job working for Disney because you want to get out of the house, and they're making you just like a greeter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get to see people that remind you of the family that you had or something like that. Like, that's something. But to be like, hey, I'm the cashier at this fucking Circle K that gets robbed every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And I just need to pay my rent.
Yep. Government shut down again.
Is it open now?
Yeah.
It is?
Yep. They're talking about that $2,000 check.
That's not till like the middle of 2026, though, right?
I heard February, but
oh, really?
That could just be the proposition because it has to all be legislated, and it's like it's got to go to this one, to this one, to this one, to this one, and then we can sign it if everybody agrees.
And I'll have to do a couple times, so it probably won't be.
More than likely, we're not getting shit. Yeah. It's Doge all over again.
Because this is the second time I heard that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things we heard. The AI guy. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
So apparently there was a dude that used to be on a Disney Channel show, and he made this AI program straight out of Black Mirror. So I guess you like upload, you know, certain clips of a person, and they create the AI version of like dead people.
I did see that. Actually, I wrote that down in my
did you?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Like, would you do that?
Fuck no, dude.
I don't know, but like, there are people I know that talk to ChatGPT. Like, and I don't use it for that. Like,
I couldn't. Like, think about it this way, right? Even if it was somebody, like, who am I that torn up about that I have to talk to them again, even if it's not really them?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the fucking Notebook.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not overflowing with emotion. Like, if something happens and it's sad, like, you deal with it.
Right.
But I'm not going to cope with talking to a robot that has this mask of this person that I used to know on, you know?
Yeah. Because that's just not grieving.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, they're still
that's
here,
living in fantasy land.
Yeah.
And if I could live in fantasy land, I wouldn't stress so fucking bad and I'd actually sleep.
And that's why we get high and hazy.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want life to be what I was promised.
What were you promised?
If you kept your head down and your mouth shut, everything kind of just worked out for you.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, because you got to go to college.
Yeah, and you got to be a Christian, and God's got to rule your life and give money to people who don't need it. But getting deep with the Bach. Deep in my psyche.
That's funny that you brought that up, because I didn't know it was him that did it. I just seen, like, they just posted a clip of I guess they used, like, clips from their grandmom and then...
Right. I just, again, I'm not that weak.
That's what I was... Do you think, like, they actually think it's them? Like, oh, I'm going to ask my grandma.
I think they can convince themselves that it is.
Yeah. See, in the back of my head, I just go, no, that's in the phone.
Right.
So I guess maybe that's it.
Right, because, like, all you're going to get is what you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure there was probably a mode to be like, be tough on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, they're not going to ever be that person. Like, that's just the idea of the fucking person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It looks like them.
Right. But, like, here's the whole thing. Are you going to buy the fucking porn star pocket pussy and pretend? you know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's no just, different than that. Like, right. Oh, I had to get this one because it's hers and it's shaped just like it. Like, all right, you're still not fucking her, dude.
Right. Yeah, that is the same thing. This is what it feels like.
Right. Feels like lube.
Feels like it's silicone and lube.
Oh, yeah, you're so wet. Oh, is that hand sanitizer?
There's probably people listening and be like, man, that's me. They're making fun of me.
You and the furries, get the fuck out of here. Well, that's one, like, it was a conversation that came up amongst other buddies. Is there any way in the world that you think a glory hole isn't gay?
No.
Right. There's 100%, like, there's no way there's ever going to be a chick on the other side of that wall.
Yeah. And even if there was, I'm not.
Right. Like, think of all the shit she's probably covered with.
Yeah.
And not to mention what kind of girl is behind the fucking wall. Like, yeah. It's one thing if you're hired by, like, the fucking porno shoot and they're like, this is the girl. Yeah, but even then, like, what? Why am I in line?
Yeah, and why am I not being able to see that? Yeah. Like, they could say whatever. It's like, right. Oh, there she is, and now she's going in there.
You imagine, like, you just stick your dick in the hole. Ow. Hey, you can't say that. Like, hey, stop shredding it like Parmesan.
Start knocking on it. No more. Stop. Right.
I just, like, I could never imagine being that depraved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to, like, feel some feelings and shit, but to be like, I gotta put my dick through this wall.
Yeah. Well, weren't they, it was a gay thing. Was that where it started? Like, wasn't it in men's bathrooms? I mean, it has to be. It can't be in the women's.
I'll be honest, I have no fucking idea. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But, like, I mean, that's where it, I don't know. And then somebody's just shitting, they don't even know what it is. They're like, what right. the hell is this? And then a dick pops in.
Exactly. But you ever see, God, what was that? It's that sex drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's there and it's like right under the toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so mad. Well, first of all, I didn't agree to this. Why the fuck are you hard?
Yeah. I just remember the one where he was the donut.
Yeah.
That guy put the dildo on him.
Right.
He's like, hey, I got a little treat for your little girl.
Yeah. Oh, that's another one I could never do. You ever be a mascot, like walking around in a hot ass costume?
I always thought it would be cool, like even like the Philly Fanatic or something running around. Mm-hmm. You get to be at the games run on the field, but they were saying like how hot it is. Like, and they play in July and shit.
Yeah.
So
I would have such a fucking complex.
Yeah.
There'd be no doubt about it. Because I'd be like, no, I'm the guy. Yeah. I'm the guy in the costume. Like, yeah, and, you know, like, who the fuck would care?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm gritty, guys. That's cool.
I mean, and they're, like, the big mascots. Can you imagine going to, like, a Blue Rocks?
Oh, my God.
The
yeah.
Moose wants to come.
He's Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Like, how many times do you think he gets fucking hit in the nuts a night?
Oh, a lot.
Right, because it's not only the little kids who don't mean to or whatever. You know what I mean? It's all the older kids, too, being like, hey, watch this. This will be so cool. Yeah.
Just hear, like, muffled by, come on, let's go.
Yeah. I'm wearing athletic support tonight. Brought to you by my balls.
I seen Don Vito at one of them.
Yeah?
At a Blue Rocks game.
Mm.
I used to have a picture on my old MySpace.
I only ever saw the monkeys riding dogs.
Oh, well, he was just there.
Yeah?
Like, he was that kind of... He was just drinking when people were buying him beers, but that would be nice. You know what I mean? Like,
just to be local famous.
Yeah.
Like, you go out and you don't really have to worry about shit.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I have to pay? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
That would go to my head so quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine you go on vacation. Like, don't you know who I am?
Right. Like, here's the bill. It's like, what? I don't get a bill, do I?
Right. Like, have you seen me at the Blue Rocks game? What's the Blue Rocks game, sir?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they had to be a little bigger because it was MTV.
Yeah. But it's still like one of those things. Like, what are you going to cash that in at a fucking Senior Frogs?
I guess not. Yeah.
You know? Like,
but you can go to their whatever other place's local Blue Rocks game. You know what I mean? And kind of.
Well, that's just like, oh, I'm the guy who always gets the Phillies ticket and goes to the Delilah's afterwards because I don't have to pay the cover charge. Like, oh, that's Ricky. He's going to pay for a lap dance and leave. Yeah.
You can go to, like, every dive bar and not have to pay for drinks.
Yeah. I mean, I was part of that scheme for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
You just go with chicks that other guys want to fuck.
And then they buy you drinks, too?
Well, they tell them to buy you a drink. It's just kind of how it went.
Oh.
Like,
Oh, you're going to get me one? Well, you got to get my friend one, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was so dumb. But, like, there was a point to where I was going to stakeouts with my one friend, and she would talk to this guy, and this guy wanted to fuck her friend, right? So it's just the two of us there, and he throws a couple drink chips over, and he's just like, why don't you call your friend to come over? She's like, I'll think about it. So, you know, drink those drinks. Like, hey, I'm about to call her, and he's like, all right, here's a couple more. And she shows up, and he's just like, here, I'm going to be busy for a while. And I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Then he got absolutely nowhere. But the weird thing about those interactions is, like, it's the end of the night. Like, hey, can you drive me home? Like, no.
You bought me all those drinks.
Yeah. But, you know, you've been around me long enough. I just have weird fucking interactions with anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why it comes my way. I just have that fucking face, I guess.
He's like, hey, I'm going to tell him weird stuff.
Well, growing up, it was fucking weird because it was just like, yo, are you this guy's brother? Like, no. Like, I'm sorry, I'm fat, white, and red bearded. I'm not every other fat, white, and red bearded dude's brother.
It's like that scene in Superbad. Remember, he's like, you Jimmy's brother, the guy can sing?
Pretty much. You know what I mean? I can't tell you how many times I've heard, are you that guy's brother? Like, and it's just some random dude. Or somebody will come up to me like, yo, I know you from somewhere. Like, no, you know a guy that looks like me, pal.
Yeah, I've never, when I seen you, I didn't.
Yeah, no, it's just, I go out places and people just assume they can talk to me and they know me. And like, it's just, I don't know if it's the fuck you face that I have on at all times to where people feel like, let me go say something to him so he's not mean to us later.
Did they ever say like why they thought?
No.
Oh.
Like, oh, dude, I mean, I'll get like, you look just like him.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
And then like, what do you, you look like my friend Jimmy. He's like, all right, I'm not.
I just hit him with the, yeah, I got that kind of face, man. Sorry, I'm not that guy, you know? And then every now and again, like, yo, you want to buy some drugs? Like, no.
Maybe that's how they get you in.
Yeah.
Like, really? I look just like your friend. Your friend likes to buy drugs. You want to buy some too?
Well, dude, I'm just like, remember when Molly was real big?
Mm-hmm.
I went down the boardwalk one time, and I swear to you, like, three different people offered me Molly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Offered it, or, like, they wanted
to? I was a new customer, so they were like, here, you want this? Like, no.
Yeah.
No, I do not. I do not want to be rolling fucking balls on the beach.
Yeah. What is Molly exactly? Isn't it, like, the...
I guess it's just, like, speed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a little bit of meth.
Just a little bit.
Because I think that's what replaced ecstasy, and, like, you can't find ecstasy anywhere.
That's what
yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, ecstasy.
But, like, oh, yeah, do I want to be sweaty and horny? I don't think so.
I'm here by myself.
Right. Just at the beach. Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. Touch it. What? I meant hit it. No. Oh. One ice cream cone, please.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I just, that's the thing. Like, you imagine just having a boner at the beach? I couldn't fucking do it.
No.
Like, it would just be too much.
It's almost weird that you don't, though. There's all them women running around.
Well, I think you just have to compartmentalize it, you know what I mean? And I'm not the kind of guy to go, like, hey, I'm in my bathing suit.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, here, I'll get you in a weird one. Are you underwear with bathing suit or just wear it with the net?
The net.
Oh, I can't do it.
I can't do the underwear because... They always make them in brief style, and I wear boxers, so that's not... And like, if you're going to wear a bathing suit, it's going to be... You're going to get wet, and then your underwear is going to stay wet.
So what?
Then
you bring a second pair of underwear. That's the fix the problem.
That's a lot of underwear. That's two more pairs of underwear we don't need.
It's one extra pair of underwear.
It's
what
two,
because
you don't need it when you're swimming, because you have the bathing
but
suit.
But I don't... So, like, the net attacks my dick.
Why does it attack it?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I just bought bad bathing suits, but you know what maybe. I mean?
You ever cut the thing out?
No. Because then the frills will just, like, probably attack the shit out of me. Or it'll be like, here's this one leftover piece. Whoops, it's in your butthole. You know? But, yeah, I can't do nets. Like, I always got to do the underwear underneath. Because, God forbid, like, they fly off. Like, at least I got a little bit of coverage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you ever do, like, those crazy steep slides, and then you get out, and it's like, oh, excuse me, my balls are hanging out.
Oh, no, not that, but, like, you always get that wedgie, though.
Yeah. But it'll just be like, I gotta keep it all wrangled in. I don't know. I started peeing like an old man. Like, where you get the stop and starts. Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, dude, like, I guess it's the shy bladder, but, like, even today... I go in the bathroom and I'm standing there like, all right, I'm about to pee. And then somebody else comes in like, oh, this whole thing's over.
Oh, so did you not start yet?
I didn't start yet, no.
So I wouldn't call that because sometimes when I smoke for some reason, like I really got to pee and I go in there and I'm just standing there.
Yep. Well, it is every bit of like the, you ever see the teachers where they have like the fucking fish tanks and it's like, this is how you clean it real quick. And they do like the little bit of water and they kind of get it in the straw, but the straw's pointed up. And,
right. Yeah.
Like I'm just waiting for the piss to hit the certain point to finally come out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just, you know, sometimes I'll just be like, all right, I'm done peeing. And then it'll just be like, nope, I'm not done peeing. But maybe that's the shots.
Oh, yeah, they're almost gone now.
Yeah, I'm going to be fat again. I'm not ready for it. Because I definitely didn't discipline myself. I'll say that.
No?
No.
Well, you've gotten better from when you first started taking them, though.
Oh, for sure. Like, at one point, I was passing out and stuff. Now, yeah, it's just kind of like, eat a burger? Okay.
Yeah. Like, you kind of know where you're at now when you, yeah, know you can eat.
Like, I honestly, if we were going back to it, I want to up it.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? But I don't want to get disgusting either. And I feel like I'm already halfway there.
Halfway down.
Hold me now. But, yeah, I'm honestly, I think we talked about it before, but I'm thinking about shaving the beard.
Oh, we did talk about it.
But it's so fucking cold out now.
I seen a, there was a reaction video today from, like, dads shaving their beard. And
yeah.
They pick up their kids from school, and they're like, oh, my God, why'd you do that?
Well, I remember.
Did you talk to your girl about it?
Yeah, she said do whatever you want. But, like, last time I shaved everything, it was just kind of like, why did I do this?
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to see what my face looks like. I just hope I don't have, like, turkey gobbler.
But you're always going to get those comments, no matter what. Like, everybody's seen you with a beard forever, so you're going to have to just get through that first, oh, you shaved.
Yeah, right?
Like, everybody, oh, you shaved your face.
Are, well,
you,
that's the thing. Like, I just,
like, all,
oh, yeah, I wanted to do clean. Like, I'm not going to take it down with a razor, because, like, I don't want the bumps.
Oh.
But, like, I just want to clip it all off and see where I'm at, you know what I mean, get a baseline for it. Now, like, if I'm hot under this beard, that'd be awesome. But, well, there's that one guy that I saw shaved his beard. Should have never fucking shaved his beard. The guy from the gym. The one that was fucking all those chicks.
Oh. Oh, did he?
Yeah, he shaved the beard and now he looks like a tool. Like, wow. It's just kind of like, wow, man. Like, I feel bad for you.
Is it because they had the beard before?
I don't think so. I just think he has.
Do you think I look like a tool?
No, I just. Well, no, it's not even that. Like, he doesn't look good. Like, I know it's hard to judge another dude on how you look, but, like, I wouldn't fuck him.
Well, who would you? Yeah.
But, you get what I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah.
I could understand why those girls were around him before. He shaved the beard. If I saw another girl with him, be like, oh, this must be your brother.
But, like, because of the beard?
Because it's gone. Like, he's just, it's a weird face shape.
Well, no, you were saying about the girls being around him before.
Right. Like, his face looked better with the beard. Now he got rid of the beard. Now he looks like he might have something wrong with him.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it... I mean, there's a lot. So you probably won't have, like, the little tan lines because you're not too much in the sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck the sun.
Where they have, like, they shave and it's like, oh, your white mustache is there now.
Yeah. But, you know, I've taken the mustache off plenty of times. Like, I'm just red anyway, so... Yeah. It doesn't really matter. You get permanent sunburn.
So do you have a plan on when you're going to do it?
Probably when it gets a little warmer out.
Oh, so you got a while.
Yeah, because I think I want to do it weird. Like, her birthday's in February, so, like, maybe after her birthday. You know what I mean? Just in case we do photos for her birthday or something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
What, you said yours is May?
Yeah.
All right, so you could do it in May. May be perfect.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. But, yeah, I don't know. I want to see if I look more distinguished.
Like a more of a gentleman?
Yeah. Plus, it's been forever since I, like, shaved the whole thing off. And, like, I feel like redheads go white first.
What do you mean go white? Like, get white? Like,
right.
Hair?
Facial hair and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're the first ones to, like, really just be like, oh, I'm actually 38. And it's a full fucking white beard.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, the grays aren't too bad. Like, that touch for men. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, where they would leave some gray in.
But, I mean, like, even just looking at this, like, the top of my head is, like, definitely a blondish brown. But just the redness of my beard.
Yeah.
It is just, it's a lot.
Yeah. It is a big different color. But now, if you shave it, when it'll come back, it might have the more grays in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have one pure white hair, like, over here somewhere that sticks out. But I hope I don't ruin it. You know what I mean? Like, I shave it, and then it just doesn't grow back the same.
So, obviously, I don't have a beard. I don't grow a beard. But are beard people like that? Like, where they're like, this is You know what I mean? Where I don't want to shave it and mess it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big old pussy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I freak out. Like, even if I was trying to shave down the sides, like, it'll get to a point to where, like, if one side's lower than the other and I can't fucking even it out, I'll just be...
Yeah.
And then just take it down to the goatee to be like, all right, this is the good part and we'll work back from here. But to take the whole thing, it's just kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah, I've been doing it forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to do it. And I think that's what my aversion to it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you could have worn the little beard net.
No. It was before, like, all that really got sent in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, they only started religious exemptions, like, after I graduated.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it was a whole, I believe it's a Muslim thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of those things, like, they hadn't recognized it as a exempt thing for the kitchen.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, you're going to be in the kitchen, you need to shave? I guess because
so your hair doesn't fall on the food.
Yeah, no, but they didn't have the nets then?
Well, it was just, like, you couldn't have a beard. Like, you have to shave. Like, the whole thing in culinary school is you were allowed to have a mustache, and they were allowed to measure it. It couldn't be any more than 6 inches. It couldn't go over your lips. Like, they had full control of what your face looked like, essentially.
Wow.
Because, like, I even remember a guy, he was just, like, he had that fucking Guido line,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher came out like, Chuck, or Jin, Jesus, I can't talk.
Chuck Jin.
Chuck, 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 Chuck. That's when he was still on coke. But chin strap, huh? Get rid of it. And the dude had to go in the bathroom and fucking shave.
Oh, right then?
Yeah. Oh, they would hand you a Bic razor and just be like, go shave in the sink.
Damn, was it the community Bic?
No, everybody got a disposable one. But it's just kind of like that cheap fucking razor.
Oh, yeah,
and plastic. And cold bathroom water because it wasn't like a faucet that ran. It was like you put your hand under it and the water fucking starts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I think I mentioned it before. Like, the one teacher was a ridiculous stickler about it. He would take your textbook and run it up the side of your face. And if he heard anything, he made you go shave.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But that's not going to fall out in your food. Like, that.
It's a power thing.
Yeah.
You know? Because,
like,
I mean?
Yours, like, I could see yours can fall out.
Yeah. Oh, my shit falls out all the time. Yeah. Like, because, like, now that I sit at a desk, it'll be like, fuck, where are all these hairs coming from?
Yeah. Because, like, this is still, like, stuff's coming in, but it's not going to fall out.
Right. Like, you have better luck with a fucking booger.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You know? But
blow your nose.
But I don't know. I just don't want it to be the worst decision of my life.
Yeah. I mean, but it'll grow back.
Yeah.
So.
But you imagine being like that guy for a month.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him. He looks weird.
And it's not really the opposite way. Like, if I started growing a beard.
Right. I mean.
Oh, you're growing a beard or.
Well, they say the beard is the man's equivalent of makeup, you know?
Right.
So,
I'm
wearing all the makeup.
I have foundation.
I'm a pretty girl. this is a weird one, right? Just to jump a random topic. You know what I mean? You ever have the exchange with somebody where they're just like, just don't call me late for supper?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that all about? Is that like a weird sexual innuendo thing that I'm not privy to? Or is it literally like, just don't forget me when dinner time's coming around?
Well, isn't it when they say, you can call me anything? Or, yeah, you can call me anything, right?
Yeah, you can call me anything, just don't call me late for supper.
Yeah, I never picked up as a sexual innuendo, but...
Innuendo.
God damn it. I did a lot today. My little stuttering and everything.
Yeah. I've just been pushing past.
Yeah. I think it just, when it's dinner time, just let me know.
What okay.
I think.
Right. Maybe I mean, I'm just saying, yeah.
I never actually thought about it.
Right. Because like, that's another thing. Like, I'm in random topic mode.
Yeah.
Like, I could never do it in my own home, but a cigarette after sex, you ever partake?
No, I'm not. I was never.
I mean, I'm not big on cigs either, but I'm just saying, like. It's got to feel like something. Like, there's no reason it's been as glorified as it has if it didn't hit that good.
Right, but you smoke, and you never... Have you... You've never...
I mean...
Smoked after?
No.
Oh. Oh, you might as well try it.
That's what I... But I can't do it... Like, because the whole idea of it is that you smoke in the bed.
Oh.
That's why I said I could never do it in my house. And it's not like you can. And if I went into a fucking hotel that allowed you to smoke in the room, I don't want to sleep under the sheets.
No.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just to, you know what I mean, do the deed and then fucking light one up in the room just to be like, yeah. You know what I mean?
They do sell it. Like, in movies and stuff, they do make it look like it's, but I don't know. I'm usually, sometimes I want to eat, and sometimes it's just time for bed.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on the work that I fucking put in. Sometimes I'd be sweating. And like at that point, you're just like, you good? Yeah. You know?
Or like, what was it from Knocked Up? I'm sorry, I'm sweating all over you.
Yeah. That's why this is my time of year until that fucking heater kicks on. And I'm just like, God, somebody save me.
But you've been getting a little like, you wear hoodies like all year round now. Well, because your other job.
Yeah.
Actually, the other job you did too, but
I'm definitely not as, you know, heated up all the time, but like once I'm there, it's just like fucking Christ, who's killing me.
I hate like in the summer, like you open the door and you just start thawing. Like if you're in the AC and it's like a nice temperature, and then you open the door and it's like fucking sweating.
Right. Well, like I even get the opposite with that, like for this time of year. So like I'll have the shower turned on real hot. Yeah, you know what I mean, and I'll get out of the shower, and then I'll just get so cold that I start shivering.
Yeah,
but like I'm completely dried off. I threw my fucking pajamas on. Now I'm under the covers just to warm up, and then I'll go from like I'm ready to die from the cold to Jesus fucking Christ, who put this blanket on me? Let me get these fucking clothes off. But it's like in the matter of fucking minutes.
Yeah, I hate that. That, and like I have the heat on. I don't know why. I guess it's just because you're wet,
right?
Out of the shower, and it's just.
Just that change in temperature, like you went from fucking, you know, 90 degree water down to fucking like, hey, your house is at 70 degrees. Like, this isn't normal. Welcome to hypothermia.
You fan on in bed?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I need the noise. And like, I need the comfort of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, every now and again, I'll pass out in the bed and, like, I'll either leave it off or she turns it off when I go to sleep. And then I'll just wake up and I'll just be like, why can't I hear everything?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I don't even turn it off when I go to work.
I started to, just because, like, she stays home, so, like, she doesn't want it on.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, sometimes I'll just forget. Like, I think I left it on when I went to Hershey.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, but at that point, it's like pointed at the bed. The cats will get up on the bed. They'll sit in front of it. So it's not like it's completely out of use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to just have the airflow going. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want one of those crazy fans.
What's the crazy ones?
Like, either a Dyson or, like, we have at work, the fucking big-ass industrial fan.
Yeah, but the Dyson, I heard, doesn't make sound. I think that's what it's supposed to.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want that one. But, like, that huge one at work, that would be great.
Right?
Those old Rock Band nights where it was in the old man cave.
Yeah, that would have been fantastic then.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was like, all right, we're turning everything off. And it was like, oh, my God, please.
Because it was okay. Like, the AC, like, it kind of cooled down the whole room pretty much.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as you can't hear, it's like, just start sweating.
I was at peak fatness, and we were also smoking in there.
Yeah.
And that just didn't help with all the lights on and everything.
Yeah.
But good times. Good old girly shit right in the middle of it.
Girly shit.
Yeah, your cat. Taking a shit. Yeah. Just like, oh my God.
That was the worst.
You just hear the fucking scratching at the box. You're like, no.
It's coming. You're like, I'm getting out of here. It stinks in here.
Right?
So, I was going to ask you a while ago. Have you...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking so hard for the record. I was like, tell me we're not fucking recording right now. I see it.
You see the blue?
Yeah. I'm retarded.
So I actually messed up when I told you the blue is where the bar that I hit, but that red comes up. You see the red
at the bottom, right? Yeah. Welcome to Learning the Podcast on episode fucking 45.
Hey, we're only at 13, maybe?
Are we?
Yeah.
Welcome to the 13th episode. All right, so here we go. Do it again for the listeners. Getting into Thanksgiving. It's coming up next week. How you feel about it?
Thanksgiving is always like it seems like it's taken over now by like Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
Like, are you like into that kind of family?
Nope, because it's it's, I don't like hearing people chew.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then everybody wants to sit next to you at the fucking table and find out what you're doing. And it's just like, don't.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll show up. Let me eat my plate in peace away from you so I don't get angry. And then we'll talk after.
What about when you were growing up? Like, the kids' table was my favorite. It was always, like, in the living room, and you can watch TV, and you can eat. It was, like, the only time.
Well, so, like, that same cousin that invited me to her wedding, that would be about the time that, like, her sister, and her dad, and his wife would all come up, and we would all have it over my aunt's house, and it would just be, like, extended family and people from the church, and we'd end up going into, like, this sunroom that was all set up, but, like, the older you got, the worse it got, because like you're starting to pay attention to what people are doing, and it's like, oh, you just, you know, you kind of thumbed it a little bit, and then you licked your finger, and it's like, it's okay, because that's the mashed potatoes that you brought, you know what I mean? So if that's how you're treating it around everybody else, how the fuck did you make it at home?
I'm like that too.
And then at that point, I'm just like, it's not worth even trying.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's way smaller now. Like, I do Thanksgiving over my dad's house. But sometimes it's just kind of like, all right, you guys eat over there. Let me eat over here. You know what I mean? Like, no offense. It's just going to be easier for everybody this way.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like they eat closer to vegan cooking.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? You bring that turkey, right?
Right. Like, we're going to have the turkey, but, like, they're like, semi-vegan or something like that. But, like, I think he shies away from salt a lot. And, like, the mashed potatoes aren't super buttery. And it's kind of like I'm looking for Thanksgiving as, like, I shouldn't be eating this all the time, but we're going to today.
Right.
Where I feel like.
Get your pies
on. Yeah. Yeah, you know, but I don't want to. I don't want to eat food I don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you like turkey?
I do. It's fine. And like, I'm into the whole mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff. But it's just kind of like, oh, and then over here we have baked cabbage. And it's just kind of like, that's cool. You know,
we don't have baked cabbage.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's just like, all right, that's what you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because deviled eggs were a big one for a while. And then I don't think we've had deviled eggs at the Thanksgiving for like the last few years.
That's a Thanksgiving staple, I think.
Now, would you rather make them yourself or buy them from somewhere?
If I had to, I guess I'd make them. But so I'm not good at. I make egg salad all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at peeling eggs. I can't get it down to where it's the easy peel.
You got to blanch them, man.
What's the
All right. So, like, you boil them and they're good and, like, you know that they're done. Then you put them in ice water.
Right. I do that.
Oh, and you still can't get them, right?
It's like I did the. So you let it boil for a while, right?
Oh, I can tell they're cooked.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
you flash them. You know what I mean?
Oh, and I was told to put the thing on top and let it sit in the hot water for 10 more minutes.
You're just overcooking the eggs. Like, the second that they're done, dump them in the ice cold water.
And that's supposed to, what's the little outer layer called?
The shell.
No, not that. you know what I'm talking about? Like, when you're peeling it and there's that, like, little.
Oh, the membrane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, when you put it in there, it's supposed to, like, almost get that off the egg, right?
The cold water?
Yeah.
Because it tightens up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. And then there's some in there that I get, and it's, I can do it one hand and it'll all come off.
Yeah. I mean, do you do the top tap, bottom tap, and then roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it should all just come off. Like,
it
never
does.
Oh.
And I make egg salad so much, and I really need to figure out how to do it. Because nobody wants it. Like, have you ever had deviled eggs where it's like, who the fuck peeled this?
Right. Is this cut in half, or is this a third of an egg?
It's like a hole in it.
Right. The place to go is the Amish market, man.
Oh, so you would, yeah, see, I guess you bring up the Amish market a lot. So when I'm thinking buying, I'm thinking Acme or something.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to branch out a little bit. So, yeah. Like, you can go and you can get the large tray for, like, $5. So you figure by the time that you bought the eggs, you get the mayo, the mustard, you know, and all the other shit added in together, the time it takes you dealing with fucking peeling the eggs, like, I'll pay the $5.
Oh, $5 worth it.
That's what I'm saying. And it's a big tray. Like, I don't think I ever brought them for you guys, but like the big tray is like, I think half a dozen eggs.
Yeah. And that's 12 though, right?
Right.
I have, yeah. That's, yeah, I would do that.
Right. And that, like, and they're good. And like, right. I guess they add a little bit of sugar in there 'cause they're sweeter than normal, But like even growing up, like I had to be scared of the deviled eggs going to my dad's house because like my stepmom, they like to Pennsylvania Dutch cook every now and again. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they think relish goes in them.
I know people who've done that.
And I can't.
They had a whole deviled egg contest thing where they made a bunch of different ones.
Right. Deviled eggs are supposed to be mushy. You know what I mean? You put the fucking the relish in there and then they're crunchy. I don't want a crunch in my. I don't want any fucking fruit in my bison.
Who put cranberry in my bison?
But you know what I mean? I'm just weird about food because it's crazy. I love fucking like casserole style shit where everything touches, but sometimes I just don't want shit to touch.
But if I'm having the thing, I just want the thing.
Right.
Like, have you ever had like a cinnamon roll casserole?
Mm-hmm.
That is so good. I mean, that cinnamon roll was the same thing, but...
Yeah. Well, that's where I was upset because, like, going to Shocktoberfest, one of the big things that they had was, like, one of the food trucks was supposed to have grilled cinnamon rolls. And I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I want to try this. And then they were like, go fuck yourself. It's raining.
Oh. That sounds delicious, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you get a nice crispy grill on there and, like, you bite into it, it's got a crunch. Like, all the fucking goo's on the inside.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those Cinnabon balls at old Taco Bell?
I haven't gone.
You haven't had them? Mm-mm. Oh, you're missing out, man.
Really?
So imagine like a perfectly circular munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, deep fry. They pull it out. They roll it in cinnamon sugar, but it's the Cinnabon frosting on the inside.
Damn, that does sound delicious.
Yeah. Like, you're missing out. You got to try them. Because like when they were still doing the breakfast boxes and stuff, like that was coming with the combo.
That's the worst breakfast ever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it tastes delicious. Yeah,
you're getting that fucking sausage AM crunch wrap, two fucking cinnamon balls, and a soda for breakfast.
I'm ready to start my day. Yeah.
Give me that kickstart.
I'm just making eggs in the morning.
I usually just don't eat breakfast.
No. Well, yeah, I still eat at like 10, so...
Okay. I mean,
still breakfast.
I want to go back to protein bars, but they're so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I just, when our company was selling shit, they had the barbells.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're $4 a bar. And, like, we're picking them up for cheap. And I was helping my buddy get some. And he was like, yeah, I don't really care for them. But then he ate them all. And it was like, oh, gotcha. Cool. Thanks.
I don't like these.
Yeah. It's like, oh, they're the best fucking flavor. It's the cookies and milk one or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was eating them for forever. But, like, I got two of them. I won't say he hogged them all.
Wow.
But, like, the two that I ate, now I'm in the office and my stomach's just...
Oh, yeah.
Good old protein farts, man. They're real. Like, I haven't been high on the protein in forever, but I think I'm about to just, like, say, fuck it. And go straight protein diet and, like, hit the gym for real.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to see if it does anything.
Definitely. What kind of protein? Are you doing, like, a...
Like, just chicken, beef, like a, you know?
Yeah.
Like a carnivore diet.
Yeah. I would... It's expensive, but I wouldn't mind doing that.
Well, I feel like I can do it on the cheap. You know what I mean? Go to Sam's Club and just get the super thing of fucking chicken breast.
Yeah.
And then, like, all right, get one of those roast beef roasts. You know what I mean? Cut it in like 3/4 and just be like, this is dinner every night. We're not having chicken.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like lunch is hard.
Yeah. What would be? I don't know.
Nah.
I mean, I could like a chicken salad.
Maybe.
Are you a chicken salad guy? Or
again, I got to make it myself.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever done like curry chicken salad?
Mm-mm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw some fucking craisins in that bitch.
Do you? Are you the cranberry guy in the...
Yeah.
Or craisin, or is that cranberry?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
But, you know what I mean? It's just, like, in all of that flavor depth, then you get a pop of sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like the weird combos like that. Like, even pineapple on pizza.
That's me, too.
Yeah. We got to do that one day. We got to do another pizza before the podcast.
I know. I might have to order me one tonight.
There we go.
I don't know what's going on. For my dinner.
Yeah, me neither. I had old pantry for lunch.
Oh, yeah? What'd you
get? Yeah, because I go there all the fucking time.
Yeah, because that lady knows. This fucking guy's back.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is it the worst? Because they call me Brian.
and because the other guy ordered.
Right, and it's just like, that the number? Like, yep, I'm Brian. And the, now they start answering, how's it going, Brian? Like, yeah, great. But
but the guy should put it under your name, though, because you're picking
I've up. Asked them three times.
Oh, and that's
your it's saved in their system as Brian.
Oh, because they oh, that's right. Because,
like, I've even given them my name or, like, even given them, like, hey, you can just put it under Buck. And then they're like, well, I have an order that matches that here, but it's for Brian. Like, all right, I'm Brian.
So do you call from your phone or they call from theirs?
I call from my phone.
Oh, so you called in and you pick it up.
Yep.
Damn. And you're somehow Brian.
Yep.
How did you get to be Brian then?
Because the one time, I guess, we ordered and the other guy was paying, so I put it under his name, was the time that they decided to put me in the system.
Oh.
I think. Like, that's the only way I can put it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like, because I get there, like, and the one lady will recognize me. Brian, right? Like, yeah. No, nope, that's me.
One day you just got to go in there and break it down.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. And they were just like, oh, yeah. See it, Brian? Like, yep.
I've been called Ben at work before.
Have you?
Multiple times by the same person.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did just give in to.
Yeah.
I was like, after like three times, like, no, it's actually Brad. It's not Ben. So, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, Ben. I was like, what?
That sounds like your boy, Coke Pinky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coke Pinky.
Yep.
Old long nail.
It's the affirmations for me.
Yeah.
You are beautiful. Yeah, I'm at work right now. Hold on. Let me finish talking to you. I don't know. We work with some characters for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. Would you consider working somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to at one point.
Right.
That didn't work out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the money's got to be on point.
Yeah, it's especially now.
Well, it's just so many people leave and then they come back. And you're just kind of like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I guess there's really nothing out there. And a lot of people who were, like, fired and then gone for a couple years, and the moment they said, hey, you can come back now, they came back.
So, yep.
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, I've been there 14 years now, so.
Yeah, I'm working on an old decade.
Yeah. Well, you get to do the thing.
Yeah.
The new prize.
Yeah. I get the upgraded version of what I already have. Yes.
Yeah. What did you get in the first one?
The projector.
Oh, I didn't have a projector. That's a good one.
It was like an $80 projector, though. Like, I looked it up after I got it. Mm-hmm. It's not great.
Have you used it?
I have. And again, it's not great. Like, I feel like one of the ones you get off of TikTok would probably work better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's meant to be in, like, a blacked-out room with a sheet hanging up kind of deal. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because, like, we tried to do it in a basement party one time, turned all the lights off, and, like, it's enough that you can see it, but when you got four people trying to play Mario Kart and, like, you got shadows and, like, the sheets fucking moving and stuff, yeah. Like, it's just kind of like, why don't we play this on the TV?
Yeah. It's cool for, like the outdoor movie kind of
thing. I mean, it'd be great for an orgy, you know what I mean? Like, throw some porn on in the background, get yourself some buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Yeah, they always have good catering in an orgy.
I don't know, I've never been.
I don't think I could.
No, I definitely couldn't.
Like, I just, again, how depraved can you be? Because, like, not for nothing, you imagine you walk into one of those and somebody just grabs your shit. And I wouldn't know what to do.
Right. I mean, I guess, and when you walk in, you expect that.
Exactly. Like, I've been molested before. It's fine. Because I definitely told you about that one at the old chili cook-off.
What?
Oh, like, it was a chili cook-off outside of some kind of college or whatever. I had a Love Machine shirt on, and then everybody just kind of took turns grabbing my crotch and then walked away. It was just a weird thing.
I don't think you told me about that.
Oh, before. No?
What's Love Machine? Just like
it's a song, you know what I mean? But it was like a shirt that I had, you know, it was just a red shirt with white lettering and just said Love Machine. And like, I guess they might have been a little drunk or something. And they came up to me and they were like, yo, so you're the Love Machine? Like, yeah. All right, let me feel it. Like, what? And then, like, at first it was a dude like, what the fuck are you doing? And then his girlfriend grabbed me. I'm just like, all right, this is better.
That's a weird couple thing to do.
Oh, it wasn't just them. There was, like, two other people, but...
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, they're driving... Remember that guy's crotch grabbed?
Well, that's the thing. I think I was all of 13.
Jesus. Yeah. Story keeps getting worse.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just kind of like, what do you do?
How old were they? You were
like I said, college age, probably. Like, they probably went to wherever, like, the event was being held.
Legit molester.
Yeah.
At 13.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, that happened.
Yeah. Machine. Thing, yeah. Your old butt.
I think I might still have the shirt somewhere. But, yeah, it was a wild time.
Did you see Kill Bill?
I did.
Yeah, that Buck was the one that liked the fuck,
right? Yeah.
He was the love
machine. You know how many times I've been asked that by the people you don't want asking you that?
I heard they're coming out with, like, the four-hour, like...
Oh, yeah, I think they're doing a theater release, too. Same thing with Dogma.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I guess Kevin Smith got the rights back, so they're doing another, like, theater go. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's going to release it on streaming, finally.
What was... Did they redo... not Clerks. What was the other one that Kevin Smith did?
Kevin Smith's done a lot.
Yeah, I know, but it was, like, the... Silent Bob. That wasn't okay. Clerks, right? Jane Silent Bob were in Clerks.
Right, but they ended up getting their own spinoff or something, right?
Right. I don't know if that was before or after.
I think after. Because didn't they have Ben Affleck in the one?
Was that Saving Amy?
No, in one of the Jane Silent Bob movies.
Oh, see, I didn't see that, but I thought they redid, I don't know.
Because I think he, like, those characters just exist in the universes that he has, because aren't they in Mallrats too?
See, I didn't want... I like Clerks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what, like, freaks me out about Alvin and the Chipmunks. Because the guy that plays Simon is, like, the main character, I guess, in Mallrats. Like, I don't think I've seen Mallrats all the way through, but just... Yeah. And it's also the My Name is Earl guy.
Right.
You know
because he was in Clerks.
Right, and it's just like, how are you family friendly?
Yeah.
But then again, old... what's-his-face being in there? David Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another wild one. He's another one that kind of disappeared off the face of the earth.
Right, yeah.
But Odenkirk came back. That's one I watched. Did you see Nobody 2 yet?
Uh-uh.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
It wasn't great either.
No.
Well, it was just kind of like, you ready to watch this movie again? Yeah. Well, they're on vacation. Yeah. You know? And then it's like, that's the other thing. Like, they made this fucking kid so effeminate throughout the whole movie, mm-hmm. but he's also, like, this badass.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I was only standing up for Thuthi. You know what I mean? But it's just kind of like, oh, I'm going to rip your fucking head off.
It's like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you seen The Hills Have Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first one, like, the guy in the... He was always, like, he was kind of, like, a feminine dude.
Right. Are you talking about the dude with the glasses, right?
Yeah, and then he ended up killing everything,
yeah,
the baby back or whatever. Spoiler alert.
Well, that was the whole thing. It was like, there's no way this dude's into chicks, and then they bring these chicks in and just like, oh no. I couldn't, like, you got offered a film role but you had to kiss a dude on camera. Can you do it?
Am I getting a lot of money?
A year's salary to film this movie. We're talking, you're taking 2 months out of your weekends to film this thing, but the big ending part is you have to kiss a dude. Are you doing it?
Probably.
Yeah?
Are you not doing it?
I'd have a tough time with it.
You're homophobic.
Probably. I'm transphobic for sure. Right? Well, no, I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't understand how, like, all right, you are a guy. You transitioned into a chick. I understand that. I know that. But, like, if I'm not attracted to you as a woman, I'm transphobic.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, then I would be transphobic, too.
Right, because, like, that's the whole thing. Like, they almost did, like, that whole, you know, it's pretty gay to say retarded, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Like, oh, you don't like this trans woman, what are you, gay? Like, I don't understand that fucking logic at all.
Right, it's like, that's a man.
Because, like, here's my thing. I'll be with as cool as you want to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk shop and all that other shit, but you know what I mean? Like, you want to say hi, what's up? You know, hey, you know what I mean? I'll be friendly with you.
Right.
Because, like, there's even, because you can tell, like, there's a woman at Planet Fitness that wants to be more like a dude. You know what I mean? And she hasn't really gone the steps there, but, like, just overall feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think we talked about it before. I think they call them studs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's got a very stud feel to where, like, we'd be cool to chill, but I'd never want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And same right back to me. Like, we'd be better dudes than, you know what I mean, anything else.
We're bros.
Right. But just to be like, hey, you know, you don't want to fuck my friend Ashley? You know, you're transphobic. Like, yeah. I don't think that's fair. Like, if I'm not attracted to somebody because they have a penis,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Why should that be held against me?
You don't want that penis.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just dumb.
That's where it's like, this is a dumb one. What does LGBT stand for?
Oh, all the same things?
Let's get burgers today.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying lesbian, gay. Isn't that, yeah, like, it's all, I guess, the bees by sexual.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's a spectrum of whatever you want to fucking call it. But yeah, when it comes down to it, it's just kind of like, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. You know what I mean? My thing's way more traditional than your thing. I'm not stopping you from doing your thing. Just don't do your thing in front of me.
Yeah, and don't let me get in trouble for saying the wrong thing to you.
Right. Like, if you're that sensitive about it, don't be all open about it.
It's ma'am.
Yeah. Right.
Are you sure?
Well, that's my whole thing, where it's just kind of like all of those, you know what I mean, people that do those things, like even the ladyboys, it's like, how do you, like, it always gets to a breaking point to where, like, you turn the man back on.
Right.
So, like, if you're truly living the life that you want to live, why are you turning the man back on to prove your point that you are a woman?
Right.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't make sense to
it
me.
Doesn't.
But it's such a touchy subject, like, it makes you scared to talk about it. But, like, but how else do you really get over it, you know what I mean, and understand it without asking the questions? Like, right. I understand that we're not the most sensitive people about it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you come in one day and you were fucking, you know, Todd, and now you're Tamara, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that needs to be a discussion.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be the most intimate discussion. You know what I mean? But, like, it's going to be an adjustment for everybody. So, like, we can't just go jumping the gun on me because I don't know everything you got going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if I've known you for fucking Todd for 20 years and I accidentally say, oh, hey, what's up, Todd? And, like, you're not Todd anymore. Like, I don't feel like that should have to be as big as they make it.
Do they? I have never been in a, like, a real situation where that's been a thing, though.
It 100% is. Because, like, not me specifically, but, right, like, I've been in those conversations of where it's like, no, you need to respect me. It's like, it's not a disrespect to you if I've known you as this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just heard the disrespect to you again.
Oh, disrespect to you.
Yeah,
but, like, that's the whole thing. Like, I'll address you however you want, but if I slip up, it shouldn't be the end of my fucking career.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's another thing if I'm just like, oh, no, don't invite them because they're they again or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's a whole different conversation. But, like,
that's what I would consider actual transphobic. Like, oh, I don't want to hang out around them or I don't want to be around them because they are that.
Right.
That's the actual thing. You accidentally tell somebody their name's Todd when they changed it the day before.
Exactly. But, like, that's where I feel like there needs to be that conversation to be like, hey, get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, at that point, it has been you. Like, it's time to rein it back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For all, like, next it's going to be Android people. You know what I mean?
Like, with that that AI thing, it's...
Well, what? I forget what fucking show it was, but it was like, you fucking clunker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, we already got the fucking slurs ready to go. But, I mean, would you be for or against that?
Against what?
Like, body modification in the sense of upgrading yourself.
See, then it gets weird because, like, now with my shoulder,
mm-hmm,
I'd be like, oh, that'd be great. You know what I mean? To upgrade the shoulder. But then, like, I mean, for me, it'd be fine. Like,
okay.
I wouldn't mind that. But, like, if somebody's like, oh, well, I'm a UFC fighter and I my shoulder hurts, so now I got this cyborg arm.
But that's my whole thing. Like, imagine touch isn't the same. Were you still doing it?
Probably not.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you draw the line?
If it's like, if I lost my leg somehow and I got, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
that's, all right, yeah, I'd need legs.
Now, what if we did, like, implant in the arm, and now you can fucking, you know, all your credit cards are linked to that or whatever.
Oh, no, I don't want that either.
You're out on that, okay?
Are you in on that?
I'd consider it. Like, it depends on how close to the norm it is.
I don't know, because they're getting into, like, how they can follow you now because you have, you know...
They can follow you anyway.
Well, yeah, but...
Your phone and your social media presence are enough to give you away for anything.
Right. But, I mean, our social media is just us bullshitting anyway.
Right, but you take three episodes of the podcast, you pinpoint things that we've talked about, like, you can pretty much figure out where we're at.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not that difficult. Like, you could sit at a Wawa and eventually see either one of us.
Yeah, and I think the real thing is, like, them being able to shut down your stuff.
Right,
like,
I mean...
you have your bank accounts... on your arm or whatever, something has that. You know what I mean? Where they can read it.
How's that any different than LoJacking your car?
Well, I mean, you can still buy stuff without.
But I'm just saying, like, if when it comes to the shutdown or whatever, like, they're gonna plenty of places stop taking cash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it used to be the opposite. It used right. to be like,
but that's cash. The whole thing. Like, if you are telling me now that you will not take my cash, it's no different than me having the chip in the arm and you shut my fucking bank down.
Yeah.
Like, as sad as that is to, like, really think about, but one way or the other, like, it's all kind of fucked.
Yeah. Because you're just giving them too much, like, you know what I mean? Like, to be able to get to your stuff.
Right. But, I mean, look at what we've been dealing with. You know what I mean? The one website that had all of our information, we magically went away from. You know what I mean? And it was never discussed again when people brought up speculations of a data breach.
Wait, yeah. Which one?
I don't want to mention it here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But like your social security, your address, all that shit on there.
And it comes up a lot of people where they said they would get, oh, this has been your password or whatever has been leaked. You should change it.
Right.
For all your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I got that from Blue Cross Blue Shield from my medical, like they had a data breach.
Really?
And they said there was a possibility that you know, whatever, like my fucking, again, social security number, because it's all of that shit. And yeah. It's just kind of like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, you really can't do anything.
Exactly. Like, they start taking money out of an account. Like, I stop the account, and then they start taking money out of another account. And then it's like, how much of my life do I have to destroy in order to have something that you made me get? You know what I mean? Like, that's where it's just kind of like, you're fucked no matter which way you look at it.
Can you get a total different social security number?
Nope.
You can't?
I don't think so.
I never thought. Because then everything's linked to that. Because every...
Exactly. Identity fraud. Like, you're fucked. Once they have it, you're done. You know what I mean? Like, they might be able to give you, like, a witness protection one, but I doubt they would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for you to register a whole new one, like, I just feel like that would be too muddied.
Yeah.
But I would just... Like, I'm over the scams and all that other shit. Like, some of the stuff that they come up with, like, just get a fucking job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're convincing me on the phone that my fucking brother that doesn't exist has been in a car accident and I need to give you $400 now for the ambulance versus like, hey, all this could be avoided. Go up the corner, work in the store for 8 hours and come home.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird place to end it, but I feel like we hit it. Yeah, yeah. 137. We went all the way from fucking ice cream to orgies. Hell yeah.
And transphobia.
Yep. We fucking did it.
All right, then.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, friends.